Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Truckers, driving positions are filling fast on Schneider's new large dedicated account near you. But opportunities are still available with a limited time sign-on bonus up to $10,000. Earn up to $70,000 per year with weekly home time and a predictable schedule. Hauling freight for one primary dedicated customer. Don't miss the sign-on bonus. Apply now to drive on this new Schneider dedicated account near you at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at NUSports.com. The Bulls host Toronto tonight at 7. Dwayne Wade, Paul Zipser, Nico Miritich are out. Jimmy Butler is probable. Wade could play against Boston on Thursday. Zipser's in a walking boot. He's likely out for the Celtics game, along with Miritich, who's dealing with back issues. Elsewhere in the NBA, Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He'll be out for at least 6 weeks. And a trade was made. Orlando sent Serge Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are in Texas on Friday Here's a little baseball news for you, friends.
I would like to see him be able to play an entire season. It'd be kind of nice to get a full season of Kyle Schwarber Major League Baseball. So that's the most important thing to get out of this. But yes, he will get some work as a catcher. We'll break that in slowly, and we'll see how it plays out.
That's Cubs skipper Joe Maddon about Kyle Schwarber. He met with team doctors today, hoping to get clearance to play catcher this spring, and obviously he did. As Joe Maddon saying right there, they'll work him into the catching rotation a little bit in the spring session. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported today for spring training. Anthony Rizzo, Schwarber, Baez, and Miguel Montero were all in camp as well. All position players must report by Friday. Here's a funny little story for you, Royals fans. Royals pitcher Brian Flynn, he's out for 8 weeks with a broken rib after he fell through the roof of his barn. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com. Shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place now through the 20th. 1 million square feet of brand new vehicles. Download the Chicago Auto Show app for the chance to win a two-year lease on an all-new Buick Envision or GMC Acadia. Find out more at ChicagoAutoShow.com. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
For the first time since accusations of a sex assault scandal surfaced on the Baylor campus, the Big 12 is now punishing the Bears.
The athletic conference will withhold millions of dollars until Baylor proves it's making changes to protect students.
You started feeling uneasy about it, and then as it just grew and grew, it just, your stomach gets tied in knots a little bit more and more.
I want to see the truth. I want to see who knew what they knew, and just to honestly bring closure to what happened.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's 3:05, and we go out to the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. You can follow this man at Dr. Ridpath. Dr. David Ridpath is the University of Ohio Associate Professor of Sports Management and President of the Drake Group, a group whose mission is to defend academic integrity in higher education from the corrosive aspects of commercialized college sports. Hello, Dr. Ridpath.
Jason, Dan, thanks for having me on.
Thank you for jumping on with us. All right, so there have been concessions that have been made for the athletes who are playing in collegiate sports in this country, and lawyers trying to upend amateurism. Talk to us about what's the next step. Like, what do you believe needs to happen here for this to become a thing and not just to be with private schools?
Well, I think the thing that I've always said consistently is we have to get to the point of acceptance that what we're doing now is not working, at least in accordance with what we're saying. We say that college sports is we have a clear line of demarcation between college sports and professional sports, and we have this moving target called amateurism. And in reality, that doesn't exist. If there's true amateurism, it would be us three going out and shooting hoops, right? And not getting anything for that. So if we truly have college athletics that are supposed to be an integral part of higher education, and we want it to be with education as the focus, it would be a cultural shift, but it can be done. So we have to decide if we want to go that way. Or we have to decide, do we simply want to go the way that we're going, professionalize maybe at least some of the sports, maybe have, you know, professionalism for football, men's basketball, maybe a couple other sports, and then maybe try to maintain an academic model. There's many different ways we can go. I have a book coming out on this in the fall about how we could potentially change to different models, even using a European club sports model. But what I'm really getting at here is what we're doing now doesn't work. Whichever way we go, we will still watch. I really defy anybody to tell me that if we pay athletes that all of a sudden Ohio State fans are not going to watch Ohio State, or Northwestern fans aren't going to watch Northwestern. At the end of the day, we really, as much as we hate to admit it, we really don't care. And the reason why I say that is we would be outraged right now by what's going on in college athletics, but yet we still watch. So I do think that we can change the model to a more academically centered model, or we can change it to more professional model, but we can't have our feet in both sides of the pond which is what we're doing now.
I think there's two ways to look at the critical word in the mission statement of your group, corrosive, because I'm calibrated on different channels here. One channel is the understanding of NCAA, and are you paying players? Are they taking fake classes? Are they pushed through in majors that don't allow them to get the actual benefits of the education? Everything on that long list. Then we have crime. Then we have decades of child rape perpetuated in the name of a football program at Penn State, and using the football program as cover for the cultivation of victims. We have Baylor with the latest civil lawsuit of, what is this, 50-some rapes by 20-some players. I mean, you can't get your head around some of this stuff. So for me, what bothers me a little bit is when it's all lumped together, because I always say, no, it's not. You can talk about whatever you feel about even the value of the existence of the cabal that is the NCAA, but then you've got people in danger on campuses, and I think it's really important that we make sure that's delineated.
Yeah, I think that's very important, and it even kind of brings in the role of the NCAA in this, and I'm reticent to have the NCAA actually be a criminal prosecuting type organization. Where the NCAA can be an honest broker in this is to actually maybe do something like it, your preamble had of Bob Bowlesby talking about fining Baylor or something like that. But I get a little bit uncomfortable when the NCAA is taking action in a situation that is a criminal case. And as bad as Penn State was, there were no NCAA violations attached with that, as opposed to, say, Baylor, where there might be some NCAA violations. But the NCAA has a real issue of being able to enforce their own rules. At the University of North Carolina, those are clear NCAA violations, yet the NCAA has been trying to run away from that situation for now going on 7 or 8 years. And then to go after Penn State, where they really had no rules that applied, in spite of it being awful. And let's not forget, there were numerous awful situations that the NCAA didn't get involved in before, but yet they got involved at Penn State mainly for public relations purposes. And, you know, should they be a judge, jury, and executioner in criminal issues as opposed to NCAA issues? My druthers is they need to focus on the rules that they have as a sports governance organization, leave the criminal matters to the criminal authorities, but if they are going to get involved, they can be an honest broker in education. They can be an honest broker. Certainly they can fine. They can set up victims assistance funds. There's lots of things that they can do rather than to go in like they did at Penn State, which candidly backfired on them.
All right, so knowing that there's going to be no death penalty anytime soon because of the amount of TV money involved with all these schools and these big these power conferences and these emperors, these tiny kingdoms and these little cities that are shut in and away from major metropolises, what needs to happen to the Art Briles of the world or some of the people who can now just be spread out from football parish to football parish and not suffer any of the consequences that even these schools might have to endure?
Yeah, that is a great question, and it's going to come down to actual leadership. We need presidents of universities who have a spine. I mean, I tend to believe that Art Briles has probably nailed his coffin shut, but you look at all the assistants.
If he hasn't, I will.
Yeah, but you look at a lot of the assistants from Baylor got jobs, but you know what?
Ken Starr is going to be part of the presidential administration.
Yeah, it's really tragic that we will justify, and I call it in my class a situational morality, that we will justify something in the name of winning. So while I would be shocked if Art Briles was hired again, it wouldn't surprise me because we want to chase that glory. And we have seen coach after coach get hired. We've seen coach after coach get protected until it becomes too much of a liability. But sometimes it takes such a long time to even get to that level. When you look at, say, like a Bobby Petrino, or you look at Rick Pitino at Louisville, still in his position, you can make the argument there that why is he still able to coach because of moral and ethical issues within his program. So it comes down to people basically saying, we are not going to do this. And candidly, and we could even say this even in politics and other areas, but candidly in college sports, the tail wags the dog. We want to win, and we have these coaches and other powerful people, trustees, so many constituents that are saying, this is what we want. And unfortunately, we let that happen. I would love to see people like Harry Truman. The buck stops here and says, we are not going to hire this person because of X, But unfortunately, we have too few of those people in the business right now.
Teams always ask, and the philosophical question is asking the revenue-generating sports, and that's really what we're talking about here before we even ask about how this trickles down elsewhere, is that a coach is always going to say, especially a football coach, can he win with nice kids? Can he win without high-risk kids that might endanger other people on campus? And I don't know if there is a way to have schools work together because the problem is a coach knows, look, if I don't take him, somebody else will. If I don't take this kid with a record, he runs a 4.3, and so I don't want to. I know he's dangerous. I'm going to hold my nose, and I'm going to hope for the best, and we're going to try to watch him as best we can. But they do it anyway. Is there? I know you can't legislate it. I know you're talking about you want to give kids a second chance. But is there a better way of? I don't want to use the word vetting here because it's loaded at this point. But how do you make it easier for a coach to make the right decision?
Well, I think actually in vetting's maybe, unfortunately, in many ways, one of the better words here.
Extreme vetting, right?
Yeah, you look at a campus. Why did some of the players that got to Baylor? Somebody had to sign off on that. I always say this, the best way to do this, Dan and Jason, is if this wasn't an athlete, would you let that person on campus? That's really, honestly, it's a very easy question, and many times the answer is no, of course not. We wouldn't do it. Then why are you taking the chance, opening up so much liability, right? And I agree with second chances and all those things, but if somebody has a felony conviction, violent crime, something like that, that can actually be a situation where, you know what, we should not let this person in, and it doesn't matter if somebody else is going to get them. But unfortunately, we don't take that as gospel, and we think that we need to win, and that's the most important thing. But yes, there are things in place. There are standards at institutions right now, admission standards, things, drug offenses, felony offenses. There's the Clery Act, you look at campus crime. So yes, there are ways, but we need people to say, hey, coach, because we've put them in these little fiefdoms that you described, we pay them so much money, we've made them the most powerful person, not just on campus, but many times in the state. They're enabled by the governor. They're enabled by very rich people within the state boards of trustees, that we've given them that unchecked power. And we just have not stood up to it. And I will tell you, when I was at Marshall, we brought in many times flat-out criminals, and I tried to stand up and say we shouldn't do this. And I lost those battles. But I will tell you, because I didn't fight hard enough, or other times I didn't stand up, I was the one who ended up losing in the end. I always tell people that. Don't sell your soul for a couple 18, 19-year-old athletic prodigies, because it will come back to bite you in the end, and we see that, virtually every day.
Dr. David Ridpath joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score. Let's get back to the revenue portion of the conversation, because anytime it comes up where people hear that you want to pay players, they think that all of a sudden they're going to have millionaire 18-year-olds running around Austin, Texas, when in all actuality, I think those kids are worth around $360,000 apiece on that football team. But for the revenue-generating sports, or for the non-revenue-generating sports, what kind of model can we start to kind of fly, to see where and how this might work? Because if kids are getting paid under the table, or big sums of money are being given to guys' churches, and all of a sudden their mother has a new car, we know the revenue is out there. It's the black market revenue. What kind of model could be put together to ensure that these kids are benefiting from their likenesses and also their athletic ability?
Using the old cliche, there's many ways to skin the cat, and I go back to what I said at the beginning. Let's accept right now that what we're doing doesn't work, and realize that when things are in the shadows, right, there are going to be things done. There is something to be said for opening up to the free market and bringing sunshine to it. That certainly is one way that it could work. I don't believe, like many people say, that the whole system would implode and have chaos if players were actually paid in college sports. However, there is a couple other ways we can look at it. One model, and I have to give credit to former Big 12 Commissioner Dan Beebe, and I talk about this in my book, but I really like his idea where he's saying, football and basketball are so far gone, let's just wave the white flag on them and professionalize them.
Right.
Let's just make football men's basketball, professional sports that use the university's marks. We're still going to go to the games. We don't give a flip whether they're going to school or not. But then bring the other sports back to a more academic model, regional conferences, those types of things. I mean, right now you have, you know, tennis teams from West Virginia, you know, going all the way to Texas. We're not doing things in an educational model. And quite frankly, we're treating all of our athletes like employees. We're restricting their classes. We are dominating their schedules. We're not letting them transfer as we would other students. So there's so many other ways to do it. Those are just a few examples. But I will tell you, players are getting paid right now. We just don't know about it. Or they're getting paid and we just call it something else. So why not just pay them?
Well, that seems reasonable and sort of a realpolitik where you're not trying to insist that something else is going on. The question that this is sort of a larger question, I guess. Do coaches, the hardcore sports folks, do they listen to you? And when you begin talking about some of this stuff and real reform and sensible reform, or do the deflector shields come up?
He's a member of academia.
Right, all of a sudden, you go back to your ivory tower with your ideas and let me coach my sports and storm out. Like, is there a willingness to actually talk about some of this stuff? Are there coaches with the intellectual curiosity to say, look, how can we make this better for everybody and more honest and open and ideally better for the students and the athletes?
Well, I think there are some chinks in the armor. One thing that I can say with me, and certainly not just me, but other people's involved in the reform movement, is it's pretty tough to snowball me because I'm a former Division I coach. I've been in their shoes. I'm a former Division I college administrator. The fact that I'm a faculty member now, I'm not the bow-tied, professor that they can kind of just play off. Mm-hmm. I've been in their shoes. I know what's going on. This is not something that I just talk about because I read a couple books. I lived it for 15 years of my life. And so that's one thing. So I have some credibility there. Anybody in college athletics, and I know conference commissioners, people in the NCAA, lots of high-profile coaches, if I get them in a room with a couple beers, we'll have a real serious conversation. And they will typically, believe it or not, many times agree with what I'm saying. But here's the biggest thing that's going on. Why you're seeing more cracks in the armor and people are more willing to talk now is they actually do see things are starting to crumble. The Ed O'Bannon case, other lawsuits, potential government intervention. The party merry-go-round, in many ways, I tell my friends in college athletics, is getting ready to stop, and you need to be prepared. In fact, this is what I tell them. The model is going to change, and this is what I want to tell you and your listeners. The model is going to change whether we like it or not. It's whether we want to change it to a model that we all can tolerate, or is it going to be changed for us? So, for instance, if we don't want college athletes to be paid, we simply have to stop treating them as employees, right? That's one thing we have to do. But if we don't change that, it will happen. They will be paid, and we won't be able to do anything about it. So that's what I tell them, and I'm starting to see now that some people that might have put up those deflector shields before are saying, okay, what are some ways we can do this? What are some other ideas? And I think, again, I go back to my original thing. Let's all sit down and agree. If we can just agree that what we're doing now isn't working, then we can finally start to fix it. And there's many different ways and many different models we can go to.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, because there to get out ahead of this before if people can do it and agree on some of this before the hand is forced, before any kind.
The problem is, though, Dan, there's a lot of money on the other side of Dr. David Rithpath's argument. The people like Bubba Cunningham and some of the other ADs out there and the administrators who are benefiting from everything that is the other side of this argument.
Well, there are smart people involved, and I guess, doctors, we let you go. My hope is that it's not necessarily courts or arbitration hearings that make some of these decisions, and that an understanding, like you say, that one way or another things are going to change, that smart people can get out ahead of it to make some deals that benefit everybody.
Well, I'm hoping so. I mean, a lot of people look at me and say, you know, hey, you're Don Quixote. It's not going to work. But, I mean, I've seen bigger things in history change by fewer people. This is something that I feel in many ways can be easily fixed. But, of course, if I'm the coach making $6 million a year, why would I want it to change? So yeah, we have to bring forth people like faculty. You know, that's a group that can actually force change on campuses. And those are things we're going to try to do. I'm not going to give up because I don't want to see our hand forced. It may happen, but it isn't going to be for my lack of trying.
I wish you the best of luck. What do we need to know about the book?
The book is coming out in the fall. It's entitled Alternative Models of Sports Development in America. It talks about many of the things that we've talked about during this interview and actually proposes four models that we can go to, four separate and distinct models or even parts of all four that we can go to with regards to sport development and delivery in America with a focus on intercollegiate athletics. So I think your listeners would find it interesting.
Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate your time.
I thank you so much for having me on.
That is Dr. David Ridpath. Very good stuff. And how did you find out about him?
My producer for the night show back in the day in Atlanta, Alec Campbell, had, I don't know what the relationship is with him, or I don't know if he had heard him on the air before, but I put him on in the middle of Georgia talking about the things that were wrong with big college sports. And woo, doggies, did he rile up some people. But he's spot on with his information. He's well thought out. And it's a model, like he said, that is coming no matter what. And you see what North Carolina is running from and has been running from, hell, since Marvin Brown and those guys were taking those fake classes in real-time sports. Not real-time sports, real sports with Brian Gumbel actually did the expose on them. And now with the Ed O'Bannon case and some of the stuff that's going on with Baylor, like college athletics is a mess right now, and it's getting ready to implode. And I think guys like Dr. David Ridpath have been on the forefront of it for a long time now.
Talk some Cubs with Bruce Miles in just a few minutes on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Valvoline, now celebrating 150 years under the hood. Just as he was reportedly on the verge of being reinstated, Raiders outside linebacker Alden Smith may have gone Alden Smith once again. Remember, he missed the entire 2016 season as part of an NFL-mandated suspension. However, the NFL Network had reported that he could be reinstated in March as long as he stayed out of trouble. That must have worked its way back to Smith, who then rushed to Instagram Live and said, quote, "I'm back and there's nobody who can stop me," end quote. Yet nobody except the San Francisco Police Department, who reportedly took a report for an incident that occurred over the weekend. Key thing to note here, as of now, no arrests have been made, but TMZ Sports reported it was a domestic-related investigation. Again, no arrests have been made, and Smith better hope none are, or he may have already played his last down in the NFL. I'm Jim Rome.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Before you lies a beautiful meadow. In that meadow, Progressive Direct has placed its auto insurance rates alongside those of competitors. You select the lowest rate and feel a great sense of calm. A great sense of...
Compare Progressive Direct rates with competitors' rates so you can rest easy. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello. See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job
love in the world, man!
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Thursday. It's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I consider it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
That sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history. This week in 1950, Peter Gabriel, solo artist and member of Genesis, was born. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley won his first gold record for the album Elvis. This week in 1961, Frank Sinatra launched his own record label, Reprise Records, in order to allow more artistic freedom for his own recordings. That same week in 61, The Miracles' Shop Around became Motown Records' first million-selling single. Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police work's like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules.
You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Tomorrow night, join the Score's David Schuster for Bud Light's Talkin' Bulls with Taj Gibson from 7 to 8 at the Ogden, 1659 West Ogden in Chicago. Come meet Chicago Bull Taj Gibson.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Autograph. From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to watch Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Limited tickets remain for tomorrow's matchup with Maryland. Buy now at NUSports.com. The Bulls are hoping to avoid falling four games below 500 as they host Toronto tonight at 7. Could be a tough one, though. Dwayne Wade, Paul Zipser, Nico Miritich are out. Jimmy Butler is probable. Wade could play against Boston on Thursday. Zipser is in a walking boot. He's likely out for that Celtics game, along with Miritich, who's dealing with weak back issues, which developed about a week back. Elsewhere in the NBA... Come on now, that's not necessary. That was funny. Kevin Love underwent arthroscopic surgery on his knee, and he'll be out for at least 6 weeks. There's a big, huge trade in the NBA today. Orlando sends Serge Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. In hockey, the Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they host Edmonton. AHL, the Wolves are in Texas on Friday to play a game. Joe Maddon met with the media earlier today, said that Kyle Schwarber will be worked in as a catcher during spring training. Didn't say how much he would be, though. Cubs pitchers and catchers did report today. Anthony Rizzo, Schwarber, Javi Baez, and Miguel Montero are all in camp as well. All position players must report by Friday. And Royals pitcher Brian Flynn, he's out for 8 weeks with a broken rib after he fell through the roof of his barn. The doctor...
So he did fall through the roof, not off the roof.
He fell through the roof.
Okay, initially I saw now, off.
He fell through the roof. Now, I don't know, though. I'm working on this. I have my peeps in Kansas City working on this. If he was up there for, like, fun and entertainment, or if he was, like, repairing the roof and he fell through.
Might have been an emergency repair. You don't want the horses to get rained on, or, you know, maybe...
Yeah, God forbid a wild animal gets rained on. It could die.
Yes, you can't have that.
You should ask Danny Parkins.
Why? Does he have a barn?
Well, he used to be a Kansas City guy.
Oh.
Right.
Now he's a Chicago guy.
Did you see this story, Maddie?
No, I'm in the other room, Dan.
I know. It doesn't...
So you can't see
any stories?
I can't see what the story you have in your hand, no.
Breaking news from TMZ.
Oh, hang on a second, Dan. I have one quick thing here real quick.
All right.
Some breaking news. Harrison Ford is under federal investigation for landing his private plane on a taxiway and coming too close to a passenger. Get off my taxiway.
All right.
Was on final approach at John Wayne. Oh, boy. There you go, Jason. John Wayne Airport.
Nice.
Get off my plane.
I've been to John Wayne Airport.
did that airport have nice velvet runways and tassels everywhere?
Orange County Airport.
Monday, when he mistook a taxiway for a runway.
And an everybody.
He flew his single engine. What is that, an Aviat? Aviat Husky?
Aviat? I don't know.
Over an American Airlines 737 loaded with passengers and then landed on the taxiway. He flew over the airplane.
This is the best. Keep going. Read the next line.
After Ford landed, he radioed the tower. Was that airliner meant to be underneath me?
Nice try, Lyle Shay.
Jesus.
Come on, short round.
He still thinks he's doing a movie.
Meant to be underneath me. Get that airliner out of here. I'm trying to land over here.
Oh, boy. You know what? The 74-year-old actor pilot was involved in a scary 2015 plane crash when he landed on a golf course. He was badly injured but recovered. Might be time to stop flying airplanes there.
I didn't kill my wife.
Bad landings are his thing.
I guess so, right? That's what he does?
Catch for the Yankees.
He's like, he's trying to make each next landing worse than the other.
He's probably got a radio career in him, too.
I mean, come on, man.
Could drop in on some of his listeners.
Yeah. Get that airliner out of here. I'm trying to land. I'm Harrison Ford.
Hey, Dan, do you think when he raided the tower, that's exactly what he said?
Negative, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
I think
Cyrus the virus comes up.
I think there was a few other words that were thrown in there.
Oh, get off my plane.
I think it's enough flying for Harrison, don't you think?
So,
he's
too.
9
yeah.
million years old.
He's 74 only.
74.
Well, at what point do you stop flying, though?
When you fall out of the sky.
when he crashed on the golf course, that should have been the time right there.
It's like the scene from Casino where they land on the FBI lands on
Sopranos.
The golf course. No, Casino. When the FBI lands on the golf course.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Did it also happen in Sopranos?
Let me get out of the way when grown folks are talking.
Wasn't there a scene like that also?
No, it's in Casino when the FBI lands on the golf course because they ran out of gas because they were circling so long.
Back to the kids' table with you.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
Right.
Maddie and I are
this
talking.
This is outstanding.
Move out of the way.
That's great. That's
this
really,
is so
really
great.
Good thing he didn't land on top of the 737.
Well, the people might have died.
Not if he was Sully. Not if he was Sully.
Yeah, that's right.
The movie that I love not watching.
You know what, Sully,
every time it comes up, I'm so happy not to watch it. I finally broke down
and watched it.
You watched it?
Yeah, you know, dude, I had nothing to do at night.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was terrible.
Of course it was!
And it was just, it was like that's it? That's all you did with this?
and Jay Zawoski still doesn't think he's a hero. Because he was just doing his job.
No, he does not.
Yeah, no, I swear to you.
Dude landed on a rock. And no one died.
Not Bob. Jay Zawoski believes that he's not a hero.
Like, it is his one belief in life that he stands by more than anything.
Because he did his job. Heroes shouldn't be celebrated for doing their jobs.
Well, he has two beliefs. That, and then didn't he...
Hockey is cool.
No, didn't he break Donovan McNabb's legs in a football game?
Don't do this. You got to put a gun to his head to get him to finish a podcast. But a guy lands...
I'm not about to jump into the Donovan McNabb story at all, by the way. Jeez, I'm sorry, Jay.
It didn't end up being Donovan McNabb is the problem.
That's all right.
I always thought it was.
Maybe Jay could run for president, though.
I always thought it was.
See, that's the problem. Jay was talking about it, and it just...
Was it Randall Cunningham?
It just became Donovan, some black guy. That
Rodney Peete, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Vince Evans. Like some brother just that was
tackling a guy in the store. Somewhere.
Right. Just some brother in the cereal aisle. Jay
Spears.
Him
and his buddies jumped in between third and fourth period.
Yeah, that was a tough time for Jay when it came to the light that it wasn't. Yeah, I did,
man. How do you guys turn that into a Jay Zawoski story? You guys are terrible. Just awful. I'm just sitting here in my cage reading the stories about Harrison
about
Ford.
Sully.
That was a terrible movie. Just really, I thought they could have done a lot more with it. It was just, oof.
I liked it better when Denzel Washington was Sully.
Dude, that's a good movie, right? Fight? That opening scene.
If you want to see a guy get hammered for 2 hours,
rewind, watch again. Rewind, watch that opening scene. Let's go.
It's flying.
Oh, there's pilot I want flying my airplane.
There's things in that opening scene, right?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Like good, nice things.
Really good things. Mm-hmm. That's the guy I want flying my
plane. You need to see the opening scene of the Wolf of Wall Street.
The very first frame, there's
something right there for you. Straw and cocaine. Yeah, man. It kicks off the right way.
Body parts and stuff. Yeah. And things and
stuff.
Let's go.
All right.
No, that's my fault. I'm going to go back in the cage here. Let me finish this up here. Where are we at? Did I do President's Medical or no?
Do it again.
The doctors at President's Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve, Dan. You can book same-day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need, Jason. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence. I'm the Batacola. This is The Score and the Cubs. 670thescore.com.
The scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could have a baby and then another one. And in 2 years, you could print up to 8,000 pages with the Epson EcoTank 4550. It has a refillable super tank and comes with enough ink to print for up to 2 years. Totally cartridge free.
All right, keep it here for Bruce Miles. Cubs talk next on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley, live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize.
She's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes, so be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Hey everyone, it's auto show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys all priced with special auto show incentives, and there's incredible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month, sign and drive with no money down. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, 36-month lease. See dealer for details, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the wraiths, shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose
the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot? That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks,
and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah. The new drama, Doubt, premieres CBS Wednesday.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll drink to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got?
Fingerprints Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Man. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
That would be Cub. That's Cub, to be able to move it forward, to win a World Series and then come back the next season. And really, obviously, you're happy and you're impressed and you love what you had done, but you have to continue to move it forward.
Well, you can't go with four slogans, don't you? I mean, you got to just kind of pick one and go with it, and everybody's going to like it, and it's all good. Let's talk some Cubs with Bruce Miles of the Daily Herald. He is on Twitter at BruceMiles2112, which I assume inspired the musical choice. And he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. What's happening, Bruce?
I think the T-shirt companies are going to love four slogans because they can just keep printing up more and more, and these guys can keep trotting them out here with all of these things. But, you know, leave it to Joe to come up with stuff like that, so we'll see. You know, keeps it loose, keeps it fun.
You think those are for the players or for us or for fans? You know, who's really loose and who needs to be loose?
Oh, I think they're loose enough as it is. I think the players are just fine. I just think that this is one way for Madden to get through the grind of a long season by bringing up different subjects. I thought the most important one, that he talked about being uncomfortable, and that he didn't want guys to become complacent and to get into ruts and things like that. So, you know, you can talk about that's Cub or authenticity is another one, but I think, you know, he wants guys to feel uncomfortable so that they, you know, don't fall into bad ways or being satisfied, you know, with just having one and, you know, okay, here we are again and it's just going to happen for us.
Is he going to be in this zone this year where he allows, you know, the culture to take care of itself, where last year he kind of had to implement that, all right, this is how we do things, we're going to have fun, and we're going to go party in the room? Is it now up to the guys, some of the younger players who are now the young leaders on this team, to handle that on their own, or will Joe continue being Joe and picking his spots?
Well, I think he'll continue to do that. But one of the interesting things that Theo Epstein said today was that they've created an organization where the players are the central focus. It's player-centric, as Theo said. He goes, we allow the players to be in charge, to run things. He said, because they're good people and they've come up together. But, you know, Joe has always got to have his fingerprints on things, and that's what made him a successful manager throughout the years. But, you know, I think with the maturity, the continued maturity of a guy like Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, the solid leadership provided by Jason Hayward last year, I think that they should be in good hands with the players, you know, kind of policing themselves and running things.
Joe's so sensitive to criticism over all of his World Series missteps. He won't admit that anything was not thought through, or maybe some misjudgments in there. And this is, it seems to be sort of a defining thing for him. But look, man, I mean, look, you talk to people in the organization. I've talked to people in the organization. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows what was being said in real time, that there are some people there saying, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I just think it's his own personal pride. He did one of those, almost a mic drop situation today, where he said, I'll take that kind of criticism annually after a world championship. Thank you very much. And he did everything but drop the mic right there. But yeah, I mean, it's come up, you know, every day since November 3rd, the day after game 7 of the World Series, as well it should. And, you know, I don't know, at some point just say, yeah, you know, might have overthought things a little bit much. That was my take on it, that maybe he overthought things a little bit too much. But again, it came up today. It's come up at the convention. It came up at the winter meetings. It's not going to go away. And, you know, I just shudder to think what would have happened, you know, had they lost that game 7. You'd have had almost like a Dusty Baker situation where they came in the next year and it was Dusty against the world because a lot of that. And then you saw how that season just simply disintegrated at the end. But no, I think it's still fair game, and it came up again today, as Joe, you know, rightly pointed out.
Bruce, what are some of the pressing questions, in a spring training period that's way too long, and of course, a couple of weeks from now, we're going to be like, all right, let's get this thing started. But what are some of the questions that you have for this year's Cubs team?
Well, mine always is the bullpen. You know, bullpen's past performance is never an indicator of future performance. And, you know, with guys having thrown a lot of innings and different guys in different roles, are Strope and Rondon going to come back from the injuries? They weren't quite the same guys in September and October that we saw earlier after they had injuries. So to me, the bullpen with every team, the bullpens are the most finicky and fickle parts of any baseball team, and you will see constant adjustments with that. If you look at the roster here, the Cubs have 44-0 pitchers in camp here. Now, they are going to take a look at a number of guys as starting pitchers for the fifth and maybe sixth spot, as Joe uses that, but to me, I think it's always the bullpen, and, you know, how do you keep Ben Zobrist and Javier Baez and these guys happy when you have too many guys for too few positions?
And Jason brought this up earlier about, and not just in the sense of how Joe Maddon does some of his fun and games stuff, whether it's the petting zoo or the onesies or don't show up at the ballpark until 20 minutes before the game, all those little buttons that he pushes. But this team partied really hard and has for a couple years now, building the celebration room with the drain in the floor, celebrate having the dance party for regular season wins. I am the furthest thing now from the baseball police, and I've come a long way with understanding, hey, do what you want. As long as you're not taunting anybody, if you want to do it with a little bit of that, go ahead. You're young professional athletes. You want to pour champagne in April, you can. And we know they were doing that didn't keep them from winning the World Series. But I wonder from your perspective, as this team matures, do you think that there's ever going to be a time where a guy says, look, you know, I'd love to be at the dance party, but I got to go pick up my kid. Or this, okay, all right, I know, here we go, pour the champagne on my head or pour the beer on me. That if this becomes sort of a forced thing rather than what it has been, which is really naturally happy.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was fun and it was cute because it was natural and it was kind of organic, to use one of their words, that they did these kind of things. And I think that the nature will kind of take care of itself with that. Every year brings a new dynamic to a team. You know, you don't have a Dexter Fowler anymore, so there's a little bit of different chemistry there. But, you know, we'll see. It's a, you know, one of these things, if they get off to a good start, you know, superstition may kick in and say, you know, we did this in the past. We got off 25-5 last year, and we partied hard, so let's do it again. But if you hit a little bit of a rough patch during the season, whenever it might be, you know, they might say, you know, we better – you know, buckle down here and, you know, maybe cut back on some of this. But I just think it's let nature take its course here, and each team has its own personality. So let's see what happens with it.
From early reports, Wilson Contreras is going to be catching John Lester. David Ross, of course, being very, very close to that situation. How much will he have to impart upon him, and how, you know, what kind of growing pains will we have to see early on in the season, where he's had his personal chauffeur for years now and he won't have it for the first time in a very long time?
Yeah, I think a lot. I think David Ross, he walked in the building this morning about 8 o'clock. David Ross did. So he is going to be here, and he is going to work, they tell us, very closely with Wilson Contreras on just that, how to work with John Lester. One of the big keys will be how they contain the running game, because you know that with Lester, that whole first base thing, that's not going to change, really. I mean, that's been ingrained in his mind for such a long time. So there will be some growing pains, and David Ross will be available a lot during this spring training to really get Wilson Contreras acclimated and talk to him about the, you know, the, some of the idiosyncrasies or whatever it might be with John Lester. But, yeah, I think so. I think we'll just have to see it play out. You'll see them work very closely in the exhibition games, Contreras and Lester, in the games that he starts. But, yeah, it comes a point in time, and we've come to it now where David Ross isn't here to be that guy anymore.
Do you know exactly what Koji Uehara is going to be expected to do? I mean, you can look at all the data and look at all the pitch effects and see how effective he probably still can be, even at this advanced age, but they have to be concerned about overuse if they are over-reliant on him early. You don't want to have what happened last year happen again this year.
Oh, of course not. And, you know, Wade Davis is their closer, but I think you're going to see Uehara in the mix with a Strope, with a Rondon, with another right-hander, Justin Grimm, here. So, and with the off days early in the season, I think that they'll be able to avoid that overuse type of situation early. But he's one of the more interesting pickups of the off season, and they know him pretty well. But I think that there are enough numbers there that they can, you know, for their sake, hopefully avoid that type of situation.
Bruce, thank you. We know we're going to talk a lot this baseball season, and I imagine there's going to be more things to talk about as they actually start, you know, playing. But thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and good luck. The new show sounds really great, guys.
Thank you, Bruce.
Appreciate it, Bruce. That means a lot, because he's been a part of the score for a long, long time. Long-time Cubs guy. Next up, one of our football folks, Matt Miller, has information on potential Bears on the score.
Cubs fans, spring training is underway. It's officially time to talk baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a two-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Metallica World Wire Tour Live. June 18th, live at Soldier Field.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica. With very special guest, Avenged Sevenfold. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Metallica.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
60, 59.
The countdown has begun, and Land Rover lovers from everywhere will be flocking to our showroom.
57, 56, 55.
This is our 2017 Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff courtesy vehicle sale. 60 very lucky people will drive home in a 2017 Land Rover